Okay. All right. So, we'll start Meraki today. As I mentioned yesterday, that's out of order in terms of the third halachos. I don't usually like to go out of order. I'm not a yekid, but I do like to follow the things in order. However, the reason I wanted to do it was, first of all, because it's a short unit, a little bit of a break coming up. But second of all, because it's really very closely related to Borer. It's almost an extension of Borer. It's so close to Borer that I thought it made sense to do Meraki before Token. The reason Token, if you look in source number one, the Mishnah, the Mishnah has Borer, then Token, and Meraki. That's the order of the Mishnah. But the reason that for that is because in the process, that's how it's done. Okay, the process, that's how it's done. The process of making, whether with the herbs or the wheat for the lechem, upon to that machlokas, whether it's had to do with the construction of the Mishkan or the service of the Mishkan, whichever way it is. But either way, Token comes before Meraki, because let's look at Rashi again. Rashi on Gimel Aleph, Azorah was Berachas Luach, right? You take a pitchfork, sometimes a shovel, you throw things up, and stuff scattered. Okay, but Borer is Borer Psolos B'yado. You take with your hand, as we discussed, you take the Psolos out, okay, B'yado. And a Merakeid is Benapa. Merakeid is with a Kli. But Tochen, that's what Rashi says. Okay, but Tochen comes in between, because after you finish separating the kernels, then there you make, picture the bread making process. The same thing with herbs. You grind them up. And then before you actually make it into it, before you after the produce is ground up, okay, that's why Tochen is first, then in order to mix it into a thicker substance, and then eventually make dough, if you're in the bread making process. Okay, so it had to be sifted first with particles and other undesired pieces that are still in there. All right, so it was sifted first, still done that way today. You sift the flour, whatever it is, to get rid of the, whatever might still be left, or whatever unwanted stuff is still left in there. And then, so therefore, in the terms of process, Tochen comes first. And that's why in the Mishnah, which lists in the order of to do with the pas, that's why Tochen correctly comes after Borer, after you take out with by hand the stuff that's from the. From the kernels and so on and so forth. Then you grind it up into, make a ground, and then you put it through a sifter, and then that sifts out the unwanted material. That's how it's done. So therefore, Token comes from Meraked. But again, as we know, Meraked is very much similar to Borer, and I thought that'd be a good idea. And then I think I saw that, I told I saw Rav Shimon Eider in his Sefer, in Hilchos Shabbos, also puts, he does Meraked before Token for the same reason. And then somebody told me that I didn't get a chance to look, Rabbi Ramon also has the Meraked right after Borer. So I'm in good company. So anyway, Rabbi, I think, does not. The Rabbi goes direct in the order. But okay. But again, for our purpose, it works out well, especially given this changing the schedule. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara asks, right? Look at the Rashi and Meraked, and I'm Gimel Aleph. So the Meraked, it says, Benapa of Gemara Parach, Hani Kulu Chadi, they're all the same. Why? The Lahafrish Psolos, Mitochokal, Nasa Slosto, all three, Zorah, Bor, Meraked, ultimately to separate Psolos and Ochel. Right? And that's the Gemara on Gemara Beis. The Gemara says, Hazorah, Habora, Tokam Meraked, Hainu Zorah, Hainu Bor, Hainu Meraked. Right? Again, the Gemara has a token in there because it's quoting from the Mishnah. But leaving token out, the Gemara says, Zorah, Bor, Meraked, is all the same thing. So by rubber, I have a travail, call Milsa to have a Mishkan, the top line, Gimon, actually top line, down below. It says, Alpha God, Dika, Dabra, Choshev, okay, because they're all three separate processes in the Mishkan, right? And Rashi says in the four, we've seen this before. And I'm going to be Hachi Garcino, Hainu Zora, Hainu Bora, Hainu Rocket, Hainu Kamar, Hainu. Which is it? Clomer, the Mafu, the Tana, the Masis, and the Tlaz. Why did the Tana of the Mishnah, Maflik, split it up, split it into three different things? Hello, Kula Malachachasi. All the Malachachas, so same thing. The Mafresh Hachon of Solis, top of Amit Ayin Dalan Av. The Gemara says, Hafagav Dikid Dam the Chashva, even if something else, they're considered separately. Okay. Now, there are, however, as we saw when we talked about Zoreh, threshing and so on, we saw that. There are still differences. They're not exactly the same. The ultimate goal is the same, to remove Solis from Ochel. Okay, with the Egle Tal and Zora, we saw this, but I'm printing it here. I think we saw this. Okay, in source six, the Egle Tal and the Birurim to Melech HaZoreh, not here, but Melech HaZoreh, in Oz Gimel, it's called Dalad, of a Rashi of Sofa Suga, I didn't quote the Rashi here, I think I quoted it back then by Zora, Gav Adakar and Oreg Zal, below Domi Zora Borah Rakhid, the Zebe Kashim, the Zebe Tzoros, the Zebe Kemach. Okay, and for our person, merakeh is when it's already kemach, it's already flour. Like I said, it's already been ground up. That's why tochen comes first. Hare achilik, the achilik shvein be'echos hanifalim. What's the status of that which is being acted upon? It's true that the Tal is saying it's true that the action done by the person, the gavra, if you will, is the same. Okay, it's separating psalms malcha, but what is being acted upon is different. Okay, tashin is when it's still, you know, attached to the stalk. Okay, tzoros is when there's, you know, rocks or other things inside together with the kernel. And the zeh, for our purposes, the third zeh is merakeh, that's bekemach, it's already ground into flour. All right, achilus shvareim be'echos hanifalim. Okay, and okay, works out the echos, quality of the nifalim, that which is being acted upon. What you're working with. It's true that the action, the pu'ula, is the same. Getting rid of psalos from ochel. Okay, getting rid of the unwanted stuff from the desired stuff. But what's being acted upon is different. So that's the Tal makes that chilek. Okay, second line of six. Echos hanifalim. See that? Chilek benem echos hanifalim. Echos hanifalim. So the Tal. I quote some here like that. Megabe merakeh, because merakeh ben napa. Napa is like a sieve, you know, something like a strainer, straining device. Okay. He does mention it important also. Okay. Actually, what happens with merakeh, look three lines at the bottom. What happens with merakeh, again, picture a strainer, a colander, a sifter. Okay. Actually, the part that you want comes out, right? The part you don't want is held back, right? Don't become important. So look at three lines in the bottom of six. Abba merakeh, shakemach yored lamata. Okay, the flour is what comes out, right? The bigger pieces, the junk, whatever was in there, the bigger, but don't come out. So the shakemach lamata, hare maisa hamalacha bekemach. That's what it means. It's acting on the flour because you end up with is a more sifted flour, right? That's how the Egli Tal explains the malacha. Okay, good. Yeah. Now, we saw this one time also. The Ran actually proposes two distinctions. First, he says similar to what you just quoted from Rashi. This is the Ran on the Rif on Lamed Aleph Mabez, in the page of the Rif, in source number 7. Okay. Hazor barachas l'ruach, habor psolos b'yodav, hamarakeh b'napa. Okay. Marakeh b'napa, again, is this utensils, a strainer, a sift, a sieve. We Gemara parchin hanazor hanabar hamarakeh, the kula hafish tos, all the same. I might give a Tana Latos, why it was divided to three separate malachas, but it's ultimately the same purpose. He said, Mashiach, the homies are Mishkan, I'm going to have the Chariz and dominate Chashal and Tamar Babos. Kevin Shein Masein Shavim. And he had something else. They're not exactly the same, which we said before. And also, Einan Bizman Echad. There are three separate times in the process, right? And you know, Elazach is there. And then he explains, Zora is Betevin, is like we said before, okay? Zora is beteben with the straw. Borer is the straw. And merakeh is besubin. The subin of the little pieces that are left over. Okay, again, I don't want to.
Why are those two separate reasons?
Say again?
Why are those two separate reasons?
Well, it's not really two separate reasons because one is to what you're doing it with, and one is to what you do it. What implement you use, whether hand or a kli, and one is what's being acted on. It's kind of both. It's both. He's showing that the pu'ula is a little bit different because what you're using to accomplish the separation. And two, it's what is being separated. Okay, so there are slight differences. All right. Now, an important point, I mean, Hanano points, I see, according to Rashi, ultimately, again, it's to separate the souls and the ochel. But Hanano, they're in that daf in Shabbos, Ayin, Dalal, and Aleph, source 8, Merakit, Shematos, Ochel, Psolos, Bikvara, again, in this, see, Napo and Kvara, the two different types of sifter is sin. Minish eres ha'ochel. So really, there's two different styles, really. Okay? It's lav dav, it depends. Sometimes you want the smaller pieces to fall out, the bigger pieces to stay in. So it kind of works both ways, he says. Yuma ochel dak, psolos ava, kamin temen, yotze ochel, minish eres ha'psolos b'kvara. What's left behind? What you want or what you don't want? Either way, okay, and that's kind of an important point. Either way, it is rocket. Sometimes you sift to put something in the sifter. You want, let's say, if the psolas are these smaller particles, you want that to remain. I'm sorry, the smaller particles want that not to fall out. The larger desired particles to stay. Let's say when you strain the cauliflower, pour water over it, whatever, you know, they take it out of the pot. You want the cauliflower to stay in and the water to dump out, right? So what's left is what you want. Other times, you want what's left, what you want is to come out, the garbage left behind. Okay, we'll see. Yeah.
Wouldn't one be a Doraisa and another Drabanan? Because one is Ocham Tochtoles.
So let's see how that, very quickly, let's see how that plays by Meraki. By Borer, that's a Chiluk. By Meraki, it's a Menapi. That's the point. Hold the thought. Okay. So by Borer, that is a Chiluk. By Meraki, or at least, of course, the most, that's a Chiluk. By Tosis, it depends on what the majority is. But again, I remember Tosis had the fourth. Now we're talking about those are the fourth requirement that has to be more psalms than Ocham. But okay, but yeah, hold the thought. Okay, look in the now the Agital and by the Malachas, Malachas Merakin, also on the right, Hamarakin case of nine. Echad Merakas a Kemach Shaltua, Ukiyotzuva Migdule Karka, any other type of Migdule Karka. Notice he talks about Migdule Karka. I'll come back to that point. Now Subin, Subin means the leftover, the stuff, the undesirable stuff. O Mishar Psalms Hagodel Imo, whatever other psalms grows with it. Okay, mina karka benapo kvar kabiotzibo bekli hamiyuchad lekach. It's dafka merakin. It's dafka using a kli, which is purpose. But often the way he says, shapsoles nishar bekli shmiyada ochel yored lamata areza av leches merakin. Okay, so merakin basically means removing the undesirable stuff by means of a kli, a sifting or sorting or straining device. Okay. That's what he says. We'll have to see if no one agrees with that. But yeah.
We were wondering, Alex and I, if one of the reasons why your bor has to be biyad is because if it's with like a special kli, could fall into the
Meraki. Yes, very good. So we'll see. Actually, we'll talk about that momentarily. Okay, there is a relevant Gemara which we saw already because Tosas and I am doubting about Borer sent us this Gemara, but let's look at it again now. It's Kuf Lamed Chesam and Aleph and Shabbos 10. Okay, yeah. Yibayelu Shimer Mai. Shimer is filtering wine. Okay, Misanein, you filtered wine. Rashi explained the 11. And Kuf Lamed Ches Mal Shimer Nosan Shmar Latluya put some kind of a straining instrument and the Sinein Lasanein is modern Hebrew, so it's a sift, strain, okay, a strainer. So what's the Som of Kana Shimer Chayv Chatas? It's a Bracha Daraisa, Chayv Chatas. Now the Gemara asks Mishum Mai Masrina Bay. Which Melacha is it? Exactly your point. Which Melacha is it? So Rabba Omar Mishum Borer. Okay, Rabba says it's Borer. So what exactly violate with this strain? It's exactly your question. Is it use a kli? So that's exactly what they're arguing about. But Rabba says it's borer, and Zera says that it's merakit. All right, now. So the Gemara thing is Amar Rabba, Kavasi Didi Mistabru. I think I'm right. And it's not surprising. And he says, why? Because ma darko shall borer notel ochel menech psolas avochanami notel es ochel menech psolas. This is borer. Right now, general point, we saw this in Tosis, but general point, what do you mean ochel mitoch psolas? What do you mean notel ochel menech psolas? Okay, I thought ochel mitoch psolas is mutter. Maybe that's what Tosis asked. Tosis and I invalid. Asked this question. It's not our issue now. But look back in the beginning of the Shurim Borer, Tosis asks, what do you mean? How can you say that Ochel Mitoch Psolos is okay? This Gemara seems to say Ochel Mitoch Psolos is what Rabba defines as Borer. Remember that question?
Is that
Tosis here then? No, it's not at all. I didn't print that Tosis. It's not our topic now.
But he explain that? Doesn't explain a lot.
That's what he says. That's what leads Tosis to that point. Okay, of that. And Gemara is talking about where there was more Psolos than Ochel. That's what led Tosis to that distinction, this Gemara. Okay, Tosis there, and I'm down. I didn't reprint there. You look in the notes on board. It should be the very beginning. Okay, the back of the board, the very beginning. But that's what led Tosis to that conclusion. Okay, but anyway, but the truth is, all right, that's mutter. So, what's that?
Which border was that in?
I think the first border packet, maybe the very beginning. I don't remember exactly, but right, towards the beginning. Tosis, remember I said, there are three conditions of Gemara, and Tosis, they had the fourth. It's based on his Gemara, and Tosis, they had the fourth. Okay, that's what Tosa says. And Tosa says that this Gemara here is talking about there's more psolas than ochel. That's why ochel mitok psolas is not allowed. Because remember, Tosa says, well, we explained to Tosa that the general derech of borer is to take out what's less, right? So over here, it must be talking about where there's more psolas, and therefore you're taking out what's less. The ochel, that's borer. That's what Rabbi meant. Other Rishonim we don't agree with that chiluk. Okay, I think we mentioned the Rashbo, the Ramban. Okay, they said, no, this Gemara was talking about, we did ochel mitok psolas, yeah, but not for immediate use. Not for immediate use. That's why it's not kosher. Ochel mitok psolas by itself is no good. It's one of the three necessary criteria, but it's not by itself good enough. So therefore, they learned this Gemara means that he did it lachar zman. Okay, or he maybe did it with a kli. All right, I mean, they did do it with a clear, but that's the case here. Okay, but anyway, getting back to our issue. So that's why Rabbi thinks he's correct, because it's a normal means of borer. Omer B'zera, 3 lines to 10, and back on Shabbos, Kufalam Chesmah. But I didn't mean to go over that quickly. We learned that Tosis back then, so it's this Gemara that he was talking about. Okay, so Omer B'zera, Kavosi Didi Mistabra. No, I think I'm right. Good, he also thinks he's right. Ma Darkel Shumarakid Psolis Nomala Ba'ochom Mamata. What happens in Merakade, the psolus is what's left behind above in a colander or in a sifter, and the ochel comes down, that's the normal thing. Afachanami, same thing with this wine strainer, psolus lomala, ochel lomata. Ad kan, the Gemara. So the Gemara doesn't say, well, which is it? Is it borer or is it Merakade? You're quite right. Which is it? Is it machogas hamarayim? Okay, so let's see.
So, in Merakade, the ochel ends up on top.
Right, right. Let's use what happens here. Okay, so look in Rashi. Now, what's the nafkamin here? The nafkamin is if a guy's about to do it, what hasra do you give him? Hey, you know, don't do that because you're violating Shabbos. That's a detail. That's the Tosaf printed 12, the detail. When you're masra somebody, when you give somebody hasra for violating Shabbos, do you have to say, hey, now I'll do it on Shabbos? Or do you have to say what the isra is that he's violating? And if it's a tolda, do you have to say it's a tolda this? Oh, that's a machokas. I mean, I'm not going to really do that too much this year. It's not no gas so much, but that's. That's an issue. Anyway, so that's what the... if a chatas, right. But the question is, Mishu, the Gemara asked, I didn't print the Gemara back in 10, but Mishu Mai Masrina, but that's the question. So, the look in Rashi, Kavasi Didi, Mistabra, the Asri, the Nafkamin will be, what if a guy was doing this with his wine strainer, and you warned him about Borer? And it turns out that no, it's not Borer, it's Merakid. So now you'll be off the hook because you didn't give him the right hasra. You didn't mention the right malacha. And that's what's at stake here. Okay. So look what Rashi, the last Rashi, the note to Ochel, there in the source 11, it's a Kuflam Chesmel Alf and Shabbos. The note to Ochel and Ipsolas. The Rava, he says, Rava, we have Rava. Whoever it is. Who did Nami, the Asim Shumarakid, Havi Hasra. Basically, the Rabbah agrees either way. Okay, it doesn't matter. Either one is okay. If you ward him a borer or if you ward him a merakid, either way is okay. That's the way Rashi learns. And according to Rabbah, it's either one. That's what I'm saying. One of those ought to do it. It's so closely related. Either one is okay. Either one is a valid hasra. Okay, a valid hasra. Continues Rashi, Avraham Zera, he asur ba mishum borer lav hasra. According to Rav Zera says, no, Dafke, it's Merakid, only Merakid. Why? Because the Lodama the Borer, Sha'ochel Amata Psoz Amala. Lashayin Borer Kidnis, Psoz Amata. By Borer, it's not that way. The Psoz is on the bottom. So therefore, according to Rashi, the Isser of Merakid, according to Rav Zera, is Dafke, if the Ochel comes out, like we said before, from the Egel Tal's presentation back in source 9. Okay, look what it says at the end of 9. Egel Tal introducing Merakid, no salad, in 9. But often Shapsolus Nishar Bakli should be out of a Ochel or Edelmata. Right? So, according to what Rashi learns, that according to Zera, that is the only way you violate Merakid. Okay, it's only Merakid if the Ochel comes out and the Psolus remains. Otherwise, it'll be Borer. I mean, not saying otherwise, it's Mutar. Okay, otherwise it's borer, but it's not merakid. You hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, if the ochel comes out, if the ochel doesn't come out, ochel remains behind. Rav Zera is not going to say that. When you took a kli, a colander, and the stuff remains behind, Rav Zera is not going to say it's mutter. It's borer, but it's not merakid. Yeah, that's the way Rashi learns. Okay. However, right, that the simple reading of Rashi, that at least according to Abzera, the Issa Merakit is Dafka, if the Ochel comes out, the Psalus remains behind. And that's why he says you have to be Masrim for Merakit. Rabba says either way works. Asra for either one works. Okay. Now, if you look back in Rabbeinu Chananel, above, number 8, back above, okay, he seems to say that it doesn't make it, you know, that doesn't matter. So that's why I printed Rabbeinu Chananel back in 8. He says, Merakit Shemata Homsob Kvara. And the Sharas Ochel, and the Ochel is left behind, or if the Ochel Dak Psolas, the Psolas left behind. Makes no difference. Here? So it could be, I mean, I don't really, you know, some understand it's a Machokas Rashim and Chananel. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it doesn't matter which is left behind. Either way, it's Merakit, because he's defining Merakit. So according within Reb Zera, okay, so according to, and the calendar would be a good example. So according to Rashi, the Reb Zera holds is only Merakit if the Ochel is left behind and the Psolas goes down. Okay, I'm sorry, the other way around. The Ochel goes down and the Psolas, Ochel goes through and the Psolas left behind. Otherwise, it's Borer. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it could be Merakit. If you're using a Kli, it's only using a calendar or Sifter, it's a Merakit either way. You got it? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Clear? All right, now, so that's all within Reb Zera. Okay, but according to Rabba, okay, the kol zeh is Reb Zera. But according to Rabba, he says Mishamer with the wine is chai mishum borer. Why is it taka not Merakit? Why taka? Why? What's Rabba arguing about? What's Rabba arguing about? You hear my question now? Mm-hmm. What's Rabba arguing about? What's the disagreement? So the answer is according to Rashi, he's already arguing either way. It's all Merakit also. Either asura works. It wouldn't be violate two things because the same act, you know, in this sense, the same. But is Merakit, yeah, you're right. That's what it is, Merakit. That's what Rabba argues. Okay. However, Nadam agrees with that. It's basically, according to Rabba, it's either way. The last Rashi in 11. Look at the Rashi is the Rabba, but it means Rabba. The Rabba, who I did not be, the Iyasu, the Mishra Merakit, Havi Aswar, it's also about Aswar. That's the machlokas. He holds there the dafka Merakit. And he holds either way, call Borah, call Merakit, doesn't matter. So closely related, doesn't matter which Aswar you use. Yeah? That's what Rashi says. However, not everyone learns like that. If you look in Tosas, in Shabbos, on Gimel and Beis 12, Tosas says, Dimelas Meshum Zorea. So that's where Tosas discusses a general question. I printed the Tosas because it's an interesting comment, discussion in general regarding Hasra. Again, it's not relevant to us today, but you know, how specific does Hasra have to be with regards to Hilchos Shabbos, right? So the Gemara says, Zorea ain't low, could be kind of Tarakal Hasra, as I told Meshum Av. Can't prove from here that Hasra, when you say it, when you see a person who told you, have to identify it as told of that Av. Okay, that's what's going on in the Gemara there. But here's what's relevant to us. Abu Reish Perak Tolan, that's our Gemara here at Kufla Mechaz, we just saw in source 10 11. Mash Maktsas, the Tzorach Lahasos, I told them Mishum Av. The Kamar, Mishamer, Mishum Maim Asvinaber. Sounds from our Gemara. I forget about the first part of Tosas. That's a problem over there on Ayin Gimel Beis. But Tosas there says that our Gemara here on Kuf Lamed Ches, when they ask the question, right, on the top line of 10, Mishum Mai Masrin Bey, and then presents a Machokas on Marayim, what it is, okay, Mash Maksas to Tzorek, Mahasos are told Mishum Og, the Kama Mishum Mai Masrin Bey, Rabu Sheikhayim, Rabu Mishum Borer, and Abzera Om Mishum Rake. Okay? And they said that not necessarily right from there either. That maybe he'll say that don't be medayik that if you were you presented the wrong thing, it's no good. I mean, his sort of stop. Got a question: what if you just said a general answer? Okay, so you read the rest of Tosas. He works out what the issue is, but according to the way Tosas presents it here, okay, Rabba holds his dafka borer not Merakit. Not like Rashi said that he fundamentally agrees. Right, he's saying, Rabba says Shum Borer, Avalim Hissu, look at the fourth line of 12, that's the key line for us. Rabba Amar Shum Borer, Avalim Hissu Shum Merakit Potter. Okay, the way we're learning, the way he learns Rabba, is Rabba says, no, you gotta be Masrim Al Tz Borer, and to do a Merakit is no good, because the wrong thing. All right, so Tosis works out how it works out that question, what to be masjid. I know Gail and Yanenu, did you see that Tosis not learning like Rashi? Because Rashi in Kufla Meches learns what? That Rabbi would say, would say either way, right? But the guy's straining wine, so either you're masjid for Bor or you're masjid Merakin, both are valid hasros. And that's not the way Tosis learned. Okay, the Ran. According to Rabba, when he says Bor, he means only Bor. Look at the fourth line of 12. Rabba Amar Mishum Bor, Avalim Hisu Bor Mishum Raket Potter. If you gave him the wrong Asra, it's Potter. Tarashi had said, the last Rashi 11, well, the Rabba, again, it means Rabba. Well, the Rabba, what did not mean the Asra Mishum Raket also have Asra? You see, you put, the Tosfos doesn't comment there, but you put the last Rashi that I prayed to 11 and this line of Tosfos in 12. You see, the Tosfos doesn't learn like Rashi. He says that Rabba means Dafka. Okay. Similarly, the another distinction, perhaps, the Chidush HaRav, again, Yuchaslo, in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Zayin or Beis. It's the beginning of that sugya. That's that same sugya on Kuf Lamed Ches. Dinam Asli, yes, Rabba also. So like Rashi said, Rabba, whether it was Rabba or Rabba, it doesn't matter. Okay. Rabba and Zera. It's also a question that Gemara also, right? Remember the Kippurim, you know, when he got drunk and he come Rabba Shach to Zera. There's also a question who are the there. It's Rabba or Zera according to the text that we have. I think there's also a discussion about it. It's Rabba is the one who's Rabba is afterwards. That's the problem. Who said Chayav Yerushim Surah Purya? You know, then is that story come to reject that? I'd say you're supposed to drink and imbibe yourself, get a imbibe the Purim, and then it then more says come Rabba Shach to Zera. Is that coming to say, no, it's not correct? Whatever. Okay, but anyway, the rabbi was there. But whoever it was, okay, the Chidush HaRan quotes the Ra'or. Pirish HaRa'or, of Aaron HaLevi, who was earlier, okay. The Ra'or was a Bar Plukta of the Rashba, right? The Torah Sabayas, that's Rashba's major work on halachas, on, you know, kashrus, all kinds of things related to food, and other things. So the Torah Sabayas, the Rashba. The Ra'or wrote a commentary, the Rashbo's Torah Sabayas, called Bedek Habayas, right? And then the Rashbo wrote a defense called Mishmeres Habayas, preserving. Right? So, yeah, and then we usually print it together in one volume. In the middle of the page is the Torah Sabayas, which there's a lot of activity in the Torah Sabayas, a lot of things. On the side, you have the Bedek Habayas of the Ra'or. Not to be confused, sometimes you have Bedek Habayas, the Beis Yosef, in the Beis Yosef of the tour. Sometimes had like addenda, they called Bedek Habayas. And I think they printed now in the new, the good tours, right. Used to be the back, and I think they printed the next one. Anyway, so the Ra'ah, here's our all, one of the shown of Arnold. The Laha, Domi, below the Merakin. He also seems to learn like Rashi that Rava or Rabba, whatever it is, insists that Borer means Borer and not Merakin. Why? He gives a different answer. Mishum the high Balach. Below biyavish, the difference between straining liquid and straining solids. Okay, so first the Ran says midvarav nira. First of all, he says the legamre pligi rabba rav zera. He says rabba. Okay, they're arguing across the board. Abarashi felt this rabba. What did not mean this with shemrakin? I was not quote that Rashi. We are back in 11. Al rav zera daf shemrakin below mishubor. Okay, but he wants to learn that it's not true. He wants to learn. That they argue legamri, like Tosis, like I said from Tosis, is what the Chiddush HaRan here says also. Good. The law of the Mishkin, the first came to Adrav, the Tzvei, and here, the Mzera, the Hu, Basur, the Poligale, the Modal, the Rabbah, the name of Mzera, over Afmishu Merakin. Okay, you can learn it differently, but according to, you know, again, either way it works, but what the comes out according to the Ra'or is that Merakin is Dafka when you separate liquids. Okay. Merakin is like straining. According to, if you hold that Rabba means dafka borer and not merakin, not like Rashi, it means dafka borer and not merakin. So then merakin. I'm going to say that way around. I'll come around 1 second. Merakin is. No, I'm sorry. Merakin is dafka solid. I'm sorry. Correct. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Merakin is dafka solid. Okay, as opposed to the case in the Gemara there in Kufa Lachest want wine, which is liquid. So there, Rabba holds his dad is Barer, not Merakin. Merakin is only by solids. Okay, That's what comes out. So the machok is, you know, now it's interesting because how do we paskin on this? So it's interesting, the Rambam, sort of, we saw this once before, Parakhes al Achidala, but here it's more okay to us. Okay. Mechein abor shmorim mitocha mashkin. Shmorim again are the dregs, the sediments from wine. Okay, for any other liquid also. Okay, for, I mean, I speak about wine because oranges also, some people like pulp-free. Right, like clear oranges. Personally, I prefer, I love oranges, but I prefer pulp for other people like it. What do they call it? Natural oranges. Has the little
extra pulp,
right? Okay. To each his own. But anyway, so it says that it doesn't have to be wine. That's why he says other mashkin. Harizah told us borer, oh, told us marakit. Very interesting. It's not like the Rambam, right? But here he says it's either told us borer or marakit, which maybe. He's passing like Rabba, the way Rashi learned. They meant either way, right? Bechayim. Shazorev, Abor, Rakid, Domin, in your name. Zel, Zel, they're all the same. They're all similar. We've named my Monu, Osam, Shlosh, Mishka, Kol, Malach, Shaz, Mishka, Monu, Sibiv, Neatzma. The fundamental, the Halacha, the Rabbi was saying, you know, he's saying that it's basically you know, either way. So the Beis Yosef takes note of this. The Beis Yosef in 59, the Har Simon, Shindit Tez, same Simon as Bora, in those tests. Mishmeres and so on. Pirish Rashi, the Larabba who had been this asu be mishumarakin havi asro. Our Rabzeri asked mishumbora lava asuri. Okay, good. That's machok we just saw, right? The way Rashi learned. Our Rambam calls berches alachirav. The Rambam we just quoted. Habor shmori toch hamashkin and so on. Nirish who posted karaba who beforeish kedive Rashi. The Rambam apparently is passing as he look what Rambam says. It's either borer or marakin. Not hedging his bets, he tells him that's how he passes. He passes like Rabba, and he's passing the way Rashi learned. The Rabba be'ez behem sheisu bo habasra. Again, now Rabbeinu calls him the awesome mishumbora kolish of the Rabba lo chashu, huh?
That's the Torah.
Yeah, Rabbeinu says when he says Rabbeinu is talking the Torah. He says Rabbeinu, the Torah says it's only borer kolish to what Rabba said. Lo chashu lichtov v'chayim mishumarak mishum lo bo levar b'seif mezeh dina achiva peter. Okay. Not his issue here, which Malach is. Right, be that as it may, I'm just pointing out the Beis Yosef says the Rambam is like Rashi. So you had Rabba, Tosis, and the Ram, you know, Rashi, in the way he said we pass him like the Rambam. Okay, the Egle Tau in Biurim and Moroccan, those Gimel 17, he quotes the Rambam. You know, Rambam passing the Chai Mishubor, O Mishumaraki. I'm sorry, I skipped that. First he just said, I'm sorry, 16. Thank you. First, in the basic text, in the simple text, those Gimel, Hamashamer Yayin Hashem and Hashem Mashkin grows. Harizah told us Merakid. Okay, he says that it's Merakid. All right, he says that it's Merakid. Told the Merakid. Now in the Biurim in those Gimel 17, he writes Harizah told Merakid. He now Rambam posted Hamishim Bora all Mishim Merakid. The Chen Pishu Rov Rishonim. Not sure else he's referring to. I didn't really survey, but he says. Because even Rabba agrees that it's Merakid. So it comes out, if you learn like the Rambam, like Rashi, that even Rabba agrees. And then Rabzera says the other way. It's okay, that becomes the majority opinion. That's Merakid. Elder Rabzera, Ein bo chibor, rak Merakid. Rabba, yesh bo chibor, gamke. In Cain, chib Merakid, yesh bo kopon. According to everybody, it's Merakid. You learn like Rashi that Rabba is not like Tosfos said. You learn like Rashi and Rabba, not like Tosfos and the Rambam. That Rabba meant to say it's either Bor or Merakid, either one. So it comes out there's no more. The Machok is straining one. It's definitely Merakid. Okay. In Kain Chiyam Merakid, here's what I'll put him. If you borrow suffix, I'm a Kibzera Kamlan. Okay. And he says Rabbi Chana Pasul like Kibzera that it's Bor. Okay. But he says. That's why I said it's on the Merakid. He's explaining in 17 what he said in 16. He said it's Merakid because that comes out. That's the majority opinion. Okay. There is one other important thing, though, in this regard, and that is the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha and the Sim Shin Yates Siv Gimel. Siv Tes, I mean. Bir Halacha and Sim Shin Yates Siv Tes, 18. Okay. He quotes the Rambam, same Rambam. And he writes, Yesh Omer, I'm sorry, no, that's Alach Yidal, I'm sorry, period. Venira, he said, by a Suffolk low, Hilchasa Kiraba, O Kirab Zera. Soba, the Rabba Zera, Pliga Dodi. See, he says just the opposite. He said, it looks like the Rambam is not like Rashi. He said, the Rambam said, because he's not sure who we like whom we paskin. In other words, he's not referring to the Eglei Tal, obviously, but you know, the Eglei Tal is right. The Eglei Tal says, straining wine, it's Merakit. Why? Because Rabba and Rabzera says Merakit. And even Rabba says, it counts if it's Merakit. Good, so then we'll say it's Merakit. Everybody's happy, right? But it says in the Shabura, but the Rambam says it's either Borer or Merakit. It sounds like it's not both.
So he
learned the Rambam now, huh? It's true. Okay, yeah, it's true. Nira da'ah is Safek, Kaman Hilchus, Karabe, Okur, Mzera. Yeah, the argument like Tal is less bothersome. But he's a Kaman Hilchus, Okur, Mzera. He's sober, the Rabbi's there, Pliga, the Loka appears Raji. The Chenu da'ah Satosa, we saw that. Okay. But Nir Ali, and it's more okay. That's a question who is passing on. But Nir Ali, that tells the Rambam Farshim time of the Rabba to lo dummy the Merakid. Why would somebody insist that it's not Merakid? Why would the Rabba say it's got to be Bor and not Merakid? Let's learn like Tosis. According to Mishabru, that's the Rambam also. What's wrong with Merakid? It sounds like Merakid also. That tells a simple way. So look what he says. Another chiluk. The Merakid ose kol zman har kodoso. Look what he says. Merakid is when you operate with what you're doing, your action, which remember, melacha is obviously our action oriented, your action. Okay, your action, you're acting on, again, picture stuff that's been ground up. And now I have some particles in it, so I want to sift it. I mean, to this day, you know, the women sift. And they put the flour off into a sifter, and then it's pre-sifted now. But there's sometimes bugs, other junk that gets in, you know. Especially you open up a thing of flour, and there's paper. It comes in a paper bag flour, you know, they open it, the little pieces of the paper bag land, you know what I'm talking about? Land in the sugar or land in the flour. So you want to get that out. I mean, it's nothing unhealthy about it, but it's not, you know. So you sift it. So the point is, you're acting on the combination of ochel and psolas together. Really, literally, merakid is something to shake. Like just like, you know, Kate's a merakid, looks like Kala, the dancing, jumping up and down. It's merakid, you know.
People bouncing, huh? Like to make the joke that the reason you can't dance a job is because merakid.
Oh, okay. All right. Right. Okay. Merakid on the third amalochit, right? Okay. Jump up and down. Okay. That's a question. Leaving, you know, the people by Kilzavana, Kashensha, and Roka, Kanegde, people jump up and down. By that, by Kilzavana, Kashensha, and Roka, you know what I'm talking about?
Minachum Goma.
On your tiptoes, you get off the, you have to get off the ground, it's been nice and we could, huh?
The Jews don't know how to dance.
That's right.
That's
manager, well. Okay, well, you do we used to call it the Yeshiva Shuffle.
Yeshiva
Shuffle. You just walk, not even that, you just walk behind the guy in front of the arms, two hands on the shoulder, and you walk in a circle. Right, anyway. But be that as it may, so that's what. But the point is, laharkid is to jumble, to move. So you shake it. That's how you strain it. You pour it into a thing. You shake the sifter and strainer up and down, so stuff goes, you know, gets separated. So that's what the Mishabur is saying. The merakid is when you act on the ochel and the psolas together. Okay, but in this case with the wine, what are you doing? Just pouring it through a sifter. That's the language. Look again at the words, the third line of 18. The merakid ose kolzman har kadosu pu'ula b'psolas for ochel b'yachad. Shemenanea. Like ba'lulav, right? Menanea. Shemenanea ha'kvorav. Ha'idei zeh nivar minach b'chavero. Ma'ashena ken b'zeh with this wine. Shebe'eis habir e'na seh pu'ula klal ba'shmorim. You're not doing anything with the sediments, right? Shemunachim b'kom, they remain in their place. Ma'yayin zov me'ed, and the wine flows out. Okay? Okay, dummy yosel bor. That's more like borer. Should know that it's ochel absolus nisham when we come to kai gavna. I'm a nami darkel shabor. Okay,
but that when the separation is happening due to the movement of every part.
That's merakid. That's what the mishabur is saying. Merakid is when you're pole, you act on the what do you call it, the Ochum souls together. All right. And he says, the Dad, the Varenim Yushu hate there, Amilo Khiv the Rabba Bachom Rakid Gamishum Bor. You know, because if you're gonna say that the way Rashi says, the way similar in the Rambam hold, so then every borer is also Merakid. I glossed over that before. So, it's not Mechayev two things, but why not? Why not? If it's Merakid, if Rashi's right that Merakid, you know, is also Val Hasor, so maybe every Merakid is Shibor also. It's got to be a difference. Every Merakid is Mechayev two things, Merakid and Borer. All right, you don't have to go though. That's what he says. Ufichich Nayar around Pirush Rashi. Okay, now he writes, you asked about the Beis Yosef, but I am the Beis Yosef, Masha Kosmodas Rambam. But he writes, Vanirol is Daiti Kosafti. I present what I think is right. Okay, I'm not afraid to take, I mean, again, it's less bothersome if the Mishabur rejects or doesn't pay attention to Egli Tal. The Beis Yosef is the Beis Yosef, he still said, okay, he said that. He's not arguing the Psak, he's arguing what the Rambam meant, he's arguing Lumbus. Okay, so he says, Beis Yosef says what he says. Vanirol is Daiti Kosafti. And then I found the Misham. Okay, that's the Biralach. The Rosh Hashulchan, source 19, Sivan Shuni Tess, Siv Gimel. And the Rosh Hashulchan writes, Hamishamer Shmorim, Havi Ol Todas Bora, Ol Todas Merakid. Okay, let me get the he paskin, it's either one. Gemara, you pluk the Bezer, okay, that's the Machokas. And he writes, Velo Nisparish Lono Keman Hilkaso. Didn't the Gemara leaves, I guess, and call it sort of like a Bayadal of Shita. Okay, the Gemara never resolved who's the halacha like. The Gemara never said who's the halacha like. The nearer the Gamla Rambam lo have a brulei halacha. Even the Rambam didn't know who's like. Shekaz perchas dinyan avachena borsh maritoch amashkari zetol bo o tol zmerakad. Mechai, lefi ze, kishaboyim lahasos bo, o yisu bo mishum mishamar atzma. Okay, so that's he ties it into the question of what you, maybe you have to be mastering for both of them. But he says at the end, bottom line, let's not get carried away with all this. Either way, it's also in our Torah. Okay, no matter what, this act is also in our Torah. Okay, all right, but that's a question of exactly what this is when you ask the Bor Merakid and so on. Okay, so, but again, it comes down to a couple important things emerge from here. Okay, let's say according to some of him. There's some entertainment here. Anyway, the it's like dinner and a show, you know. Okay. Anyway, but we said perhaps the machlokas go quick. According to Rashi, the iser of according to Bzeri, anyway, the iser of Merakid is only when the food comes out and the solus remains in, and according to Hanal, go either way. But the Chiddush Aran quotes that Ra'ah, who says the Merakid is dafke by solids and not by liquids. And the Shabura makes this distinction of Merakid is when you're acting on the Ochel Psalms together. But everybody seems to agree that it's dafke with a kli. That's the point. All right. Now, as far as what the Egli Tal said back in Source 9, he says the Merakid Kate said, Echa Merakid is a kemach luchazbo megidulei karka. Megidulei karka. He seems to say it's only by Gidulei Karka. That is somewhat problematical because of Gemara we had before also, Source 20, Gemara and Shabbos, Ayin Dalman Beis, Omar Rova, Haiman de Ovid Chavito. This is one of those things where a guy can violate numerous Isurim by doing one thing. Chavito is a barrel. Rashi says, Chavito Shulcheres. Rashi and Ayin Dalman Beis in 21. Chavito Shulcheres, an earthenware or clay barrel. Chai Mishum Chevach Shevach Hatos. Many of seven different violation. And Tanura, they make an oven, Haimish Mishon Chatos. Or Rabbi Haiman the oven Chalto or Chilto, that's some kind of a round basket made out of reeds. Can Chayav Chasve Chatos, 11 Chatos. Be Chayte Lepuma, if you close up, you sew up like a around the mouth of the basket, you put a kind of board around it, then Chayav Sosre Chatos. Okay, all these different, you can look in there and see what they are. But for our purposes, Rashi Aydan Beis and Sheva Chatos, okay, one of the things is Borer and Merakdin bin Markidon bin Apo. Now that's talking about a clay or an earthenware barrel. Okay, we want to get imperfections out of the clay or the earth. The dirt, that's not Gidulei Karka. So that's a question seems that the Gemara seems to imply that Merakid is with Gedulei Karka. There's also Yerushalmi that I ran into, Yerushalmi and Shabbos Paragzana Lechabez. Hahein the Choshar separated or strained Gurgabsin is, I looked it up, it's bran, like raisin bran, you know, like kind of unwanted stuff. Or motz is chaff, okay, we know. Chol is sand, and offer is dirt. In all these cases, Shalmi says, chayav mishum merake. Okay?
Hahein
a person. The chosha, who's, like ahu, like a certain person. Chosha means he's separated, straight, sifted. So it gives four examples. Bran, chaff, sand, and dirt. Okay, but not all gedulei karka. Okay, where the carbon 8 explains in 23, paragzalach of basin.
Huh? I know dirt and sand aren't, well, they're kind of.
Okay, good. I hear. Okay, he says the carbon 8 is the haiman de menapes, who in a most of two, a whole offer, okay, like kosum and a tosha, a token, chai, bishum, rocket. Okay, and he tells you what this gigabsin or gigabsin is. He's a humin gartikin, of course, they go something, a brand. Okay, it's unwanted stuff. Okay, these are things where you don't normally sift through sand, unless you dropped your ring at the beach and you're looking through the sand to find the ring. Okay, you know, something like that, or in a sandbox, but you wouldn't do that. That's why these guys go with these metal things, you know, to find lost. People kind of always find coins. I don't know. You spend a whole day there sitting. How much did you find? I don't know. 75 cents? I don't know. Anyway.
It's like how the people in the TSA make a ton of money on the people who change it. They forget
it. Yeah, they leave it. That's true. It's true. You have to watch out with the jewelry. That's
right.
To watch out for the jewelry. Anyway, but okay, that's what, I'm not saying it myself. The Penimosha says these are things that are not dark or larky, but you are chayim. So that's a question of if it means. So the Meiri. On that doctrine, Shabbos, I am not an olive. Okay. Kvar b'yarda b'mishna, sh'azor v'abor v'rakit af b'lisha shoshu dom and zelozeh. Avos chalukim, we explained good. Aval ha-kotesh, which is meshing, setting up, who told the shodosh, what actual olach v'nei atzma, fine. And he writes, v'shem atoma v'rakit nami, ein derach ha-kol b'riku, k'mo sh'arim sh'kein, oni ochel pita b'lusa, atoma v'revis b'sumim. Not everyone does this. Kote is not a malach because not everyone does it. Harkada is also not. There are people who eat, again, we don't have it today because you buy, but fresh bread, you know, can have stuff in it sometimes. Fresh, you know, buy a loaf of bread, that's in the old days. It would sometimes be stuff in it. We're used to everything being strained and sifted and so on, with water and everything else, you know. People used to have stuff in it. It's a famous story of Chabad Chaim, which Allah was trying to encourage people. This is at the first Knesset Gadol of the Agudas Yisrael in the early 1920s. So Chabad Chaim was a guest speaker at the beginning of the convention. And he spoke about the importance of Kiruv, basically what we call today, Mekarva Chokin. He's talking in the 1920s in Europe before the war. Imagine what he'd say today. Because everybody has to go back to the communities and Mekarva the Jews and so on. And then on Shabbos, the Chabad Chaim asked the convention planners, he'd like to speak again. You know, you have a schedule, there's different speakers, and so, okay, but it was the Chabad Chaim. So, you know, out of reverence for the Chabad Chaim, they granted him permission, they worked out the schedule, he could speak a second time. And he said, I know it's unusual to ask, but after my drosha, I heard people saying that, you know, we have to take care of our own, we have to worry about the frum killer, we have to perfect ourselves first, going about perfecting others. And he said that, doesn't the Gemara say, right? This kosher, posuk, and lovey, kshod atzmecha, mechaka kshod achir. Right? The Gemara says you're supposed to first beautify yourself and then worry about others. So people were saying, if not, how does he want us to go? We should talk to, we need to be mechazek ourselves first. So the Chabad Chaim says, that's on the normal circumstances. But when there's a fire burning, okay, then you know you have to do everything to put out the fire. And he gave a mashal of a dom. He said a certain businessman would travel to a town, and they offered him I can't stay by somebody's house, offered him a cup of tea, and you know they give him a cup of tea with the water, and there's all kinds of junk in the water. So the traveler said, "What kind of business is this? Junk in the water?" He says, "Yeah, our water supply is not so so purified. So what can we do? So we have to get used to it." So he showed And a businessman, she showed how you can get a sifter, a strainer. You put that by the water supply, and a lot of the junk will be held back. Well, they taught them how to do it. They taught them how to make a straining system for their water supply. They're all happy, beautiful. Next time he came back to the town, and half the town had burnt down. So yes, what happened here? No, there's a fire. Well, couldn't you put it out? He said, yeah, by the time we finished straining all the water, you know, half the city burns. Mm-hmm. So they said, idiot, you know, when you're making water for tea, so then you can strain it first. When you have a fire, use whatever water is available. I thought, don't worry about straining it. So the Chaim said the same thing, you know, so many Jews being lost, that like a fire burn. This will come in the 1920s. So many Jews being lost. You're right. Usually, but anybody who can influence another Jew has to do it. Ah, you're not perfectly self. Okay, you're right. That's when there's no fire. When there's a fire, you know, they're burning our communities and destroying the Jewish community. Then, yeah. Anyway, well, but the comment apparently, the story was people used to water with, you know, with particles and stuff on the bread and so on. Anyway. Similarly, right? He thought they used to. He writes specifically.
You're not supposed to be learning, and women shouldn't be teaching, especially, but in this case, you know.
Yeah, he writes specifically. He writes specifically in one of his forms, the Likutei Halachos. Not so well known. There's a Chofetz Chaim wrote on certain, where we don't have a riff, right? The riff only wrote on the Halacha Maisa and Siftas. So certain things, the Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer called the Likutei Halachos. It's available. It's in three volumes. And people forget that Chofetz Chaim, what a great alum that he was. Not just a posik, and you know, that's what people say. People are so, they said the Himer of Chaim are the opposite. People were so dazzled by the Chofetz Chaim's tzidkus, you know, Lashon Hara and this and that. They sort of did not realize what didn't appreciate for what a great lamb that he was. And Chaim was the opposite. He was such a great lamb that people were so dazzled by his brilliance in terms of lamb. They know because he was a great Bach. He was a tremendous Bach Chesed Chaim. Chaim was he gave himself for people all the time. I think there's the story is that Chaim had almost no svarim in his house. Because anytime a poor person comes to his house with stuff, you'd have him take this, go sell it. You know, he just gave away everything he had. So he went to the story of Chaim Kippur that there was a Jew who had, I think he had been involved in the assassination of some Polish official or something like that, and he did it. And the guy did it. And he was involved. He was caught, and they wanted to execute him. And not from Jew, actually, you know, not from Jew. And Reb Chaim heard about it. And on Yom Kippur, that's the story. I've read it, I think Aaron Salvechi told it over there. The rabbi, I think, told it over. That Reb Chaim went on Yom Kippur. He said he's collecting money right now on Yom Kippur. He's going to go to the local police to bribe the local police officer to tell the authorities that guy couldn't have done it because he was alibis with me. So they raised a lot of money. They gave him, and he agreed. And then the guy was let off the hook. Reb Chaim on Yom Kippur. Okay, can imagine. For non-form joke, for that, but, you know, that's Reb Chaim. Anyway, let me just finish up. But getting back to our issue. So the Miri also says, he says that our Kader Merakid is a Tzoros, also offer a Tzoros. So maybe not Gedolei Karka. Your point that it's similar to Gedolei Karka, like Tal himself writes, and Borer in the Biurim Oschaf Aleph Oschaf Nalef 26 Umuchu Dileinim Shabbos Karka Atzma Chashuv Kamo Gidule Karka. Okay, so that's a question. What about some? It's hard to imagine. Can you have a machine that I guess you can? You know, there's a Shabbos, a machine that'll separate toys or separate the silverware. You know,
there are actually, so this is maybe for Legos, but there are people. Somebody made an invention that. You can, you know, pick up all the Legos and put it into a basket and you can sift between different sizes of Legos.
So that'll be very good. Okay, so that would be enough. Huh?
Somewhere in the corner.
Yeah, right. They have those. But those are the machine. There's also a machine, or it's an element.
I think the machine part is that like backing it up. But I think
no, because in the bank, they have in the bank, they have that machine. You pull all the coins and it seals. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I don't know, it seems that maybe it wouldn't be only limited to the Gedolei Karka. Or things that like so. There's one other thing. We'll finish up. 27. Actually, go on to a couple of things. Okay. Okay. Definitely finish tomorrow. But anyway, the Rosh Hashulchan writes the following. These are two important things. The last two things we'll do for today. We mentioned this before. I didn't really see the Poskim talked about it so much, but we know that with Borer. So biyad and miyad, you know, were important criteria. Okay, and ochel mitoch psulis. All right. So biyad, okay, that's the definition of a rocket is with a kli. So fine. So leave that out. But what about the other two things? Does it make a difference if it's done ochel mitoch psulis or not? Does it make a difference if it's la'alter or not? I don't really see it discussed with the Aruch HaShulchan. It's in Shinya Tessif, hey, right. Ein chiluk b'borah b'ein shabor, by itself. B'ein shabor ochel mitoch psulis, b'ein shabor psulis b'ochel. The b'chulu chayim chatas. Because again, that's if that, you know, that's only one of the criteria. So we're doing it and so on for later on or with the kli. B'chein lehejit v'akum acher, like the quotes that go on Kuflam Ches. The Tosas quoted, we saw before. Ma dark l'shabor b'or ochel mitoch psulis. Okay, but he writes a little bit later on the fourth line. He just explains. So that's what we're saying about Latosis, third line. Ainin Kenu de la Olam Borin Hamuat mitoch Hamaruba. That's what led Tosis to mention that it's only works Ochel mitoch Psolus, but Psolus is the Muat. Okay, but if the Psolus is the Aksha Psolus Maruba, Derech Levaror Machel, then it's the other way around because people always take out what's less. Okay, but Ochel Maruba, Derech Levaros Psolus. That's a summary of that Machoka. Now, Rambam is chiluk to b'psolos of ochel olam chayav filu bir biyad k'delechom miyad chayav. Uba ochel with b'psolos miyad mutter. Okay, now what's relevant to us at the end? Mechein b'merakein. Aminu shom mar darkos merakein b'psolos mal ochel matay shom. Miu im harikud hu lehefech ochel mal b'psolos matay gam kein chayav de mai shta. What difference could it make? So the way the Aruch HaShulchan learned, whether you take the ochel and the psolus comes out of the bottom of the colander, the other round, it doesn't matter. So ochel mitoch psolus, psolus mitoch ochel is not a factor when it comes to merakid. Okay, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan said. I mean, I looked a little bit, I didn't find it. I'm surprised nobody, he mentioned it. I'm surprised nobody else mentioned it. That seems to be the given, that ochel mitoch psolus doesn't help or is not necessary, you know, to avoid merakid. It is merakid, using a kli, it doesn't matter which way it comes out. Okay, that's not going to help. All right, it's not a factor.
Shouldn't this be like
an
afternoon of
the Gemara? Yeah, okay. If you have all three, but I don't know. I am a little surprised no one else articulated it, but he does. Similarly, the Egle Tau by merakid Nos Gimel, Ain Tzorch Lomar, but Mishmeres, again, that's a sifter, a strainer for wine. Afil Ishtosa La'alter, Harei Zechayev. It also doesn't matter whether it's La'alter for later on. So both those factors which can come into play with the, and again, it could be because you're missing criteria number three, namely you're using a kli. But I'm just saying, by Merake, those, maybe that's what I don't talk about because it's considered obvious. Okay, but Lamaisa, that's how it comes out. That when it comes to Merakid, it doesn't make a difference whether it's the altar or it doesn't make a difference whether it's Ochel mitoch psolos. Either way, it's Merakid. Okay, we'll stop over here. I didn't speak at the beginning, but we'll finish tomorrow. We'll get no Merakid. Okay?